Senate Bill 1 is titled An Act Concerning Innovation, Entrepreneurship and Connecticut's Economic Future, and it contains a lot of big ideas.
There's a lot of good in here, but it really needs to be thought out better to make sure we're benefiting Connecticut for where Connecticut is on its entrepreneurial growth curve today.
That's entrepreneur and business owner Mark Lassoff. He says he's thrilled to see the state responding to the loss of GE by thinking about smaller, homegrown companies. But he says it's not entirely clear how the new plan fits in with the infrastructure that's already here.
One thing entrepreneurs want is consistency.
The new bill would establish a new quasi-public entity to be called Impact, and it would put in place innovation districts. What's absent is any mention of CT Next, the state's existing entrepreneurial ecosystem, which was established back in 2011.
To give that up just so we have a new piece of legislation with the current legislature's stamp on it, I'm not sure is the wisest idea.
Lassoff likes the fact that SB1 would reauthorize the angel investment tax credit, but he'd like to see it extended to investors in benefit corporations, entities which have been a big success in the state in recent years. He's also concerned that the funding for companies in this bill aims too high. It might just attract companies from out of state instead of fostering homegrown entrepreneurs.
There is no question that the goal is the right goal.
Ted Yang, another Connecticut-based serial entrepreneur, is also happy to see innovation at the center of attention and likes a lot of elements of the bill. But he's similarly concerned it's too top-down an approach.
I don't think we need more organizations and more infrastructure, but you know, we do kind of need the outcomes, right?
What Yang would like to see is more attention paid to the graduates of institutions like Yale and UConn. If they're tempted to remain in the state, they could foster a whole lot of economic activity of the sort that GE went to Boston to find.
Let's just keep the, you know, the big brains, the talent, the passionate entrepreneurs that we have in this state from leaving.
WNPR reached out to Senate Democrats to discuss SB1, but so far no one has been available for interview. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.